This is McGuire on the Wire, brought to you by McGuire Sponsel. We are a national consulting firm aiming to provide facts, advice, and updates on the ever-changing world of tax law. This podcast will give you base-level information as well as high-level thought leadership on how to navigate these technical disciplines. At McGuire Sponsel, we provide unique services to our clients using an old-school, hands-on approach that is deeply respected within the CPA industry. Now stick around and listen to one of our experts. We're glad you're here.
Hello, and thank you for joining us. By now, probably everyone listening knows that we have a new stimulus bill. It feels like every few months we've been having a new one over the last couple of years to help us from COVID, and this is just the most recent. This is Biden's signature deal that he had been promoting since he was elected and listed as a president-elect a few months ago. And it's a $1.9 trillion stimulus package. Now, although that sounds like a big number, this isn't the last that we'll probably hear from Biden in terms of recovery. This one is called the American Rescue Plan of 2021. Now, when President Biden's been going through and actually looking at these, he's actually separated them. And there's the American Rescue Plan, which is a lot of the stimulus provisions that we'll talk about today. And then there'll be the American Recovery Plan. And that's where they're looking at more infrastructure. And honestly, that's probably where we're going to see more offsetting tax implications. This one really doesn't have a lot implicating on the tax side in terms of the tax increases that people have heard about. This is really just looking at the stimulus to really get things going, to get a little bit of a last kick, and to put some money towards vaccines and other things. So today I'm not going to talk too much about the vaccines because the vaccine distribution is a portion of this, and there is money allotted for that in this bill. But I'm going to talk more about some of the business things that people are looking at. So obviously this signature bill, one of the things that people are hearing about the most is the direct stimulus payments. And similar to some of the other bills, this bill includes a direct economic impact payment. And this one is about $1,400 per individual and dependent. And there's a phase out amount. What'll happen is once you make over $75,000 per individual or $150,000 per couple, you'll start phasing out. And once an individual reaches an AGI over about $80,000, it's completely gone. Now, that $80,000 is a lower number than what was originally pushed, but that was part of the negotiations that went into this bill. Additionally, and probably more important, and the reason this has been accelerated is for the unemployment. So the reason we're actually looking at this today is that unemployment was scheduled to expire on March 14th. And what I mean by that unemployment, that's the federal subsidy for the unemployment. So what happened is ever since Corona and the CARES Act, there's been a push to increase unemployment, and there have been additional funds put in by the federal government. So what's happened now is that's been increased to $300 per week of a federal subsidy on top of whatever the states are offering for unemployment. And that's now extended to September 6th. Now, under the original drafts, that was supposed to be $400, and I believe it was supposed to expire at the end of August. So under the final that the Senate agreed to, it was dropped back down to $300 a week extended through September 6th. So that really is a big help for people that were looking at that unemployment expiring on March 14th. Now, what will most likely happen is there'll be a reset in a couple months, and we'll see during the summer if things look like they're recovering, then there'll be no need to extend this again. But there are people talking that some of these social safety programs that are in here will be reviewed to see if they need to be permanent portions of the federal legislation. Additionally, we've got some PPP changes, and that's probably one of the things that people are looking at the most. Now, this extends PPP to additional nonprofits. So there's not a lot changed. This isn't as big as the Consolidated Appropriations Act 2021 or the CARES Act or any of these other stimulus bills where huge amounts of businesses were added. We had PPP the first time, the Paycheck Protection Program. We had round two of funding, et cetera. This one just does some adds additional $7 billion or so in funding and adds an additional category of nonprofit entities that are covered. Additionally, there was some changes recently that the Biden administration did to open up additional funding for self-employed and gig workers. That's not included in this bill. That was already done. Now, as most people know, there's no extension to that March 31st application date, so we do need to make sure that these are getting going. And then we also had an extension of the employee retention credit. So under the CARES Act, we got this thing called the employee retention credit. And I'm not going to get too much into the details on it on this podcast because people have heard about it already. This is not something new. Now, this was slated to expire at the end of the second quarter of 2021. Now, that was part of the Consolidated Appropriations Act 2021 that extended it to that point. This bill now extends that credit through the end of 2021. Now, there's some additional things in here that I'm not going to get into. There's some additional things with child tax credits and things to really lift children out of poverty. That's probably one of the biggest things. And there's a lot of information about that. But what I do want to take a little bit of time and talk about is the Restaurant Revitalization Fund. And this is probably one of the areas that we're going to start hearing the most about over the next couple months as people really dig into this bill. What the Restaurant Revitalization Fund is it's a fund to really help restaurants recover from the pandemic and make up for lost gross receipts over the last year. What do I mean by that? So the Restaurant Revitalization Fund is a $28.6 billion fund providing grants to restaurant, bars, caterers, breweries, tasting rooms, really anybody that can be considered in that food service area, coffee shops, etc. And it provides grants of up to $5 million per individual restaurant or $10 million for restaurant groups to make up for lost gross receipts. Now, there are some limitations. You can't be over 20 locations. You can't be traded on the stock exchange. And there's some other limitations. But in general, this is pretty far reaching for those smaller restaurant owners that might own 3, 4, 5, even 10 restaurants. And the way it's calculated is you take your gross receipts from 2020 and you compare that to 2019. So you look at where that loss of gross receipts is. Now, then you include anything that you got in terms of a Paycheck Protection Program forgiveness loan. And then the delta there is a grant that you can get paid out through the SBA. So let me give you an example. Let's say you have a restaurant owner with three restaurants. One restaurant in 2019 has gross receipts of $2 million. Another one had gross receipts of another $2 million. And then the final restaurant had gross receipts of $1 million. And this is in 2019. Now in 2020, due to the pandemic, the first restaurant, their gross receipts dropped to $1 million. Second restaurant, their gross receipts dropped to $1 million. And the third restaurant, they maintained. Maybe they were a takeout restaurant. They maintained at $1 million. So their gross receipts in 2020 were $3 million, whereas their gross receipts in 2019 were $5 million. So there's a delta there of $2 million. Now let's say this restaurant group received PPP loans, and they were forgiven of $750,000. Now, what would happen is you take your $2 million loss of gross receipts, subtract out your $750,000 worth of PPP proceeds, and that gives you $1.25 million. That is the amount of the grant you would be eligible for. So these are big numbers for a lot of restaurants, and it will make up for a lot of the loss of gross receipts over the last year. Now, what will happen is you have to use those for certain expenditures. You have to use them for ongoing operations. Now, we know from when we looked at the PPP that there's a little bit of flexibility there as to what that can be used for. It can be used for renovations. It can be used for paying utilities. It can be used for buying supplies. It can be used for salaries, etc. So this will really help a lot of restaurants really recover and stay in operation if they've made it this far in the pandemic. And so this can be a really large number, and it's important that restaurants look at this. Like I said, there are some restrictions there, and it's not going to apply to everyone, but it's going to have a pretty big number of restaurants that are eligible. The problem is going to be is that funding is going to run out relatively quickly. So this is something that restaurants really need to get on really quickly. So if they have not had numbers finalized for 2020 yet, and they're not 100% sure exactly what that gross receipts, and they don't have their accountants actually finalizing those numbers, they need to get on that right away. Now, what will happen is the SBA has to come out with rules going over exactly how the application works and the timing associated with it. But it's important that those restaurant groups start putting that information in place as soon as possible to make sure they're ready for it. So as you can see, just from the last 10 minutes that I've been talking, this is a pretty far-reaching bill, and I've only scratched the surface. I'm really only talking about some of the business provisions. Like I said, there are things in there to lift children out of poverty. There's state funding. There's a number of different things in this bill. And it's important that businesses understand where the opportunities are to make sure that they're going after it. So the key things for most businesses are going to be those PPP changes as it relates to certain nonprofit entities, the employee retention credit, understanding where stimulus payments are coming from so that if some of their consumers might have some extra spending money, but then this restaurant revitalization fund as well, understanding where that is and if you are a client or if you are an advisor to a restaurant group, making sure that you're going after this as quickly as possible before the funds run out in that restaurant revitalization fund. I appreciate everybody listening today. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out and contact us at any time. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to McGuire on the Wire. Have a question from today's episode or interested in our team covering another topic? Reach out to us at McGuire on the Wire at McGuireSponsel.com. That's McGuire on the Wire at McGuireSponsel.com.